I accepted my fate a few weeks ago. Knew there was nothing I could do. A few nights a week, my husband and my best friend would have sex in my home. On the bed next to me, while I was watching TV. On the dining table, while I was eating. Sometimes they wouldn't do it in front of me. They'd want privacy. Other times my husband would make me help to get her off. Or they made me clean them up. Tonight I was relieved. It was my husband's monthly poker night with his two friends from high school. I swear they acted like they were still in high school. They were morons. I had to be there. I had to serve them snacks and pour their beers. But I wasn't allowed to speak a word. Just the usual poker night. They got drunker and drunker as time went on, getting silly, louder, more obnoxious. The front door started to unlock, and I froze. There was only one other person who had the key to our house, and she'd been given it a week ago. She sauntered in, smiling seductively when my husband spotted her. He smiled wide, so pleased to see her. They met each other halfway and embraced, and then they kissed. No, not kissed. Bucked each other's mouths with their tongues. The beer I was pouring began to overflow, and I couldn't take my eyes off the disaster of his two best friends. Their mouths open in shock. And then they turned to me, gauging my reaction. I instantly looked down and made myself busy cleaning the mess, while my husband and my best friend untangled themselves, telling each other how they missed the other, and pulling up a seat for her at the poker table, a place I was never allowed to be. My husband made introductions. Dumb and Dumber battered my husband with questions on who she was to him. He told them simply that she was his girlfriend. I felt their eyes on my back and carried on making the food. Whispering, they asked if I know. Of course I fucking know. I just watched them smog their faces off. My husband continued to insult my presence in front of the guests and told them how our relationship works. Works for him more like. He tells them how I perform all the wifely duties. Cook, clean, look after the children. While his girlfriend, well, she's for fun apparently. They date and they fuck. Dumb and Dumber are awed, of course, and I can tell they're envious. My best friend, she preens. They ask my husband question after question while playing poker. She even plays poker with them. And then they ask whether I watch them fucking. And he tells them that I do. I have no choice but to watch. He's a free man and he can do what he pleases. They don't believe him, but he insists that it's true. And he can prove it. I nearly burn my hand. Then he instructs her to stand. Ever the exhibitionist, she does just that. They whistle and they catcall and they groan when her panties and bra falls off. They compliment her as my husband twirls her around. How young she looks. How soft and firm she looks. How sexy and tight she looks. My husband gets her to bend over for them. Her soft little pussy on display is already wet. She's always wet for my husband. He tells her to bend over the table, and he whips out his thick cock. Then he beckons me over, instructs me to sit in between the men, and watch the show. Dumb and Dumber only then remember that I'm there. They gape at me, and then they grin as I sit. I tighten my hands in my lap, and I look down. My husband insists that I watch. He has to prove to them that I do. I do sit and watch my husband cheat on me. My head rises just in time to see him slam into her, and they all groan at the same time. Dumb and Dumber comment on it all. How hot she is, how good she looks. My husband tells them how tight she is. How much tighter than me she is. They tell him they understand how he'd need to get a girlfriend, especially how his wife looks the way she does. He agrees, and he laughs. He motions her up onto the table, on her back. She lies there smiling at the men, stroking up and down her body, widening her legs and touching herself. Then our guests think about their cocks, and they start to stroke themselves, encouraging her. My husband places himself back in between her legs and slowly fucks my friend while we all watch. There is so much pleasure on his face. I just know that her pussy is so much better than mine. Now, so does his friend's. I start to cry, silent tears dripping down my face as I watch him cheat on me again. A loud sob breaks free, and the friend on my left passes me a napkin without taking his eyes off the fucking. The other friend, he grabs my hand and proceeds to wrap it round his cock, gripping it tightly while forcing me to stroke him. His friend likes the idea of that too, and forces my other hand to wrap around his cock. I cry more, unable to wipe my tears away. They just fall down my face, and I get two men off, crying, while they watch my husband fuck my friend. I cry more, quietly asking them to stop stroking, to stop fucking. But everything gets more frantic. The fucking, the wanking. Dumb and Dumber's eyes are glued to the sex. My friend's eyes glued to my husband's face. And my husband's eyes glued to me. She announces she's coming, and everyone groans and they all speed up. Then they all come. Cum spurting over my tightly clenched hands. His cum filling up her bare womb, and her cum soaking my husband's cock. I sit there defeated, worn, broken. Dumb and Dumber excuse themselves, motion into the bathroom. My husband insists they sit, and I serve. He pushes me under the table while he tells me to clean, like a good little wife. They all laugh and groan as I lap up all four of their crotches, doing my duty.